Thank you.
Did Avram tell you that we went to the
O-Rams
together?
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Send me a picture.
Send me a picture.
I'm surprised Messiah.
I'm surprised Messiah didn't come.
Here we go, the land of the
If there isn't, don't worry about it. There isn't? Okay, no problem.
For Belly, can we go for the playing?
You're gunning.
And just, Robert Fisher is running to another event, so I don't want to get started. The process is frustrating sometimes, like to go from one place to another and needing to fit in a group of people that are desperate and desire have a chukka to hear. It's real. The shtek of this is what's really there. I just have to say that I didn't have a chance to say it publicly. I'm writing a letter also, which is much more quiet and intimate. I had this close this year to be part of the yeshiva in Shama Tasio, and I grew tremendously from that journey. And I have a tremendous akaras hatayva. It was only a year, but it was building tomorrow for forever, which is we got a tremendous amount out of it. My wife and kids also, and it's a tremendous chus to have Rebbe Fisher here. And you know, I just Tzvi Singer literally just said to me before, I saw him, he looked so fresh. He's doing gigs. He's amazing with the DJ stuff. And I said, "Tzvi, you look so good. Can I say, do you mind?" He said, "No, I just feel good in America." I was thinking that, and I'm thinking that I feel the same way, but I have a guilt and shame to say it. I'm embarrassed to say it. So, you know, he's in a much better place. But I think that the truth really is that until Mashiach comes, we're really going to be only comfortable where we're raised and in our elements. And when we're in our most comfortable space, that's where we're going to be happy. And it's okay that America right now is our most comfortable space. Eventually, the Baruch Shalom is going to bring it that the bias, our home's going to come, and Tati's going to come home. And then we're going to be comfortable there more than anywhere else. But our official comes with that spark and brings it here. As Hashem, we shall all be zeichet to join our official back in Eretz Yisrael.
Amen.
To be honest, I want to really, as Rabbi Shik was saying, whenever you go from one place to another place, so I say, in order to leave somewhere, you have to be there first to leave. So, as you were saying, one of the challenges, I think, with that I have in general is being where I am and being... I saw a line once many years ago that I loved, wherever you are, be there. And it's a great, great statement. One of the things that's so important, I think, for myself, even though there is the natural movement of things in life from a micro standpoint and from a macro standpoint. Macro means from a bigger place, like what am I doing with my life? And then there's what am I doing right now? And I know for myself, it's always important for myself, whether it brings up whatever it brings up, that amokom asher ata oimid is admas kodesh. And it's hard. It's hard to live that in das. Das means that you live it. Chachma means that you know it. More cognitive. I don't like to really put chachma with the English terms, but just in a very simple way of understanding it, that all the goyim know. Everybody knows there's a God, right? The Muslims, that's popular nowadays to be Muslim. It's not avodah zarah. The different halachas, I'm sure Rabbi Shik could learn a whole sugi with you about Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's a big machlekes that you could have. Arabs are allowed to, you don't have to destroy the homes. And if it's avodah zarah, you have to destroy it in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it's monotheism. Monotheism is that they believe in God. You can go into a mosque. You're allowed to go into a mosque. A church is a shayla. It's a church because of the... whatever they have, the Trinity, I don't know what they call it. I'm not holding with all that stuff, but Christianity also, according to some, it's not a base avodah zarah. It's not like going to a Buddhist and going to bow down. Why? Because they believe there's a God. They believe there's a God. The difference between us and everybody else is we have Yaakov Avinu. They have Esav and Yishmael, which is really the head. The head. That's why Esav's head is buried in the Marsa Machpelah. Why? Because of course I know there's a God. But how does that relate to my everyday life? So I can know that wherever I am, I want to be there. I know that I gotta be true to myself. But the different levels of my guf, of my body, Yaakov is das. Das is Klal Yisrael, is that we live. We live. Kihem chayenu, I live. A person of Aichi Yaakov, they say. Yaakov up kilep, that's what they say. They love Yaakov Lemes, exactly. That a yid, even you'll be meichel to say, like, even the way we go to the bathroom, Hashem's there also. Yeah, the halachas of how to go to the bathroom. Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this. There's a simanim in the Shulchan Aruch, how to go to the bathroom, how much you're allowed to reveal, how to go to the bathroom, how to clean yourself. You'll be meichel, it's Torah, it's mamash Torah. How to go to sleep, you're allowed to sleep like this, you're allowed to sleep like that. What's meshuga? What does that mean? But what's the pshat? The pshat is that we live with that. We live. We're sitting here together. We're sitting here together. And everyone here is at a different stage. I don't know where everybody's... summer is great. Vacation is great. Bein Hazmanim is great. It has its own challenges. Every tkufa that a person is in is... You know what? I'll say it over. I haven't said it in a long time. The Eben Ezra, you've heard this from me, Rabbi Shik, has heard this from me. The Eben Ezra says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim is Mevakish the Nirdav. Elokim is Mevakish the Nirdav, which means God desires that which is being the victim. Hashem loves the victim. Hashem doesn't like the bully. The bully... I told this to someone recently. A kid of a family came over to me, and their little third grade child said, how are you? I know the family. How are you? And there's a second grade kid. No, how are you doing? A sweetie pie. Sweetie pie. Said, how are you doing? Good. And then the mother said, tell. She said, tell him. I said, what? And I had a hard year. That's why you have a hard year. It's because I was bullied. Second grade, still I'm the spall. Nowadays, they're still a bully. So and then the person said, okay, they work through it. Could you imagine, guys? Imagine in 2026, we're still dealing with bullies. It's painful to hear that. So know what I told the it was a little girl. First, I listened. And then I said, I just want to tell you something. Hurt people hurt people. And the bullies are in the most more pain than the victim. Stop. That's a parenthetical thing. It's parenthetical that the bully... I said, someone probably is bullying that bully. And when you learn that that person who's bullying you is more insecure than you times 10. She liked it. She liked it. She liked it. I mean, like that. I'm happy that I said it. Hashem doesn't... So good. The bullies have their issue. But I don't care about the bully. I don't care. When I say I don't care, I don't mean I don't care. We care about every yid. We care about everybody. What it means is we have to protect the victim. That's... HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mahu Afata. Mahu Afata. We, Klal Yisrael, who's the victim? Who's the biggest victim of all? The Jewish people. We're the biggest victim of all. We're the biggest victim of everybody. Everyone talks. I'm not going to get into a whole mahalach of oppressed and oppressors. I don't know if you guys are holding, right? That's why they hate us so much. One of the reasons they hate us so much is because we're the victim and we still do this. We're the victim and we're not complaining about... whatever, I'm not going to get into it. You know what I'm saying? We're not asking for government help because I've been oppressed. Kasher, yanu aysoy kenyir... Right? The more you beat us up, the more we're victim, the stronger we get. Zakta Rabbeinu Shleilam, Zakta Hashem, I love the victim. I love the victim. Zakta Evan Ezra, you guys ready for this one? What's the greatest victim? Oh, you've heard this from me. The keeper. What's the victim? He says it's the hoida. It's the moment that you're... That's the greatest victim. Why? Because I'm either thinking about my past... You guys more think about your future. When you get to my age, you'll be thinking more about your past. Should have. The older you get, you start regretting more. When you're younger, you're all worried about the future, what's going to be, what's going to be, what's going to be. And then by the time you get to what's going to be, you'll have enough brain power to think about what could have been, what could have been, what could have been. It's hard. It's painful. Very painful. V'haser, that's why I say the pshat. V'haser satan milfaneinu me'achareinu. The Satan is before and he's after. But in the Hoive, in the moment itself, he's nowhere. I already feel very good. I already feel good to be here. I feel good to be here because the Zman, you know, Zman is created also. Time is also created. It's created. It's debris, and a person can go above, and Misul Sharmi says that. Zrizus. A person can go above time. I really wanted to hear from all of you. That's really the truth. That was my Hakdama. So that's my Hakdama. I don't even know what I said with the Hakdama. But my Hakdama, I guess we could say, the Elokim is Mavakish the Nirdaf. And I'll end off with this, which means Hashem wants the victim. He loves the victim. He desires the victim. And the greatest victim is wherever I am, be there. And Agav, you don't have to be in second grade to stand up for the victim. You could be at work. You could be in a volleyball game. You could be in any situation. Any situation, you could look after Mahu Afata. You could look after the person who's weaker. Who's weaker, who needs a little chizik. Who needs a little chizik. We all need chizik. Even the guy who looks like... I love going over to the guy. I love going over to the person... I'll tell a story. Okay, hi. Okay. It's hard once I get started. L'chaim. Okay, I'll end off. I don't know. End off. I'll say a story. I got to be careful. It's recorded. I don't think I ever recorded this. It's fine. I'll say it. I'm not going to give too many details. Yeah, I for sure have to say it. Was that like a kiddish? Was that a thing? But this really, really, really financially wealthy. I did not have to say financially wealthy. Financially wealthy
successful,
guy.
Successful, yeah.
What?
Successful.
Yeah, so I don't say that.
Oh, not successful, you're saying.
No, I don't know.
Oh,
who
I thought
says?
Every rich guy is successful.
Right.
Okay, I don't know.
No. So exactly, that's what I'm coming to exclude. Why? Because the New York Times says that? Because they say successful? He's successful. What does that mean? He's successful. He has a terrible marriage. That's very unsuccessful. So he's got $1 million? I don't care. Well, $1 million anymore.
So he has a good work ethic.
I don't care. I don't care. He's got money. I don't care. He's got money. Money, there is success in money. There is success in all areas. I don't want to teach my brain lies. I don't want to lie to my brain. There are enough lies out there. So this guy was financially, he could have been also in other areas successful, but how would I know? So financially, I know he was successful, whatever that means, financially. And he was at the Kiddush and this. He's a big guy. Everybody knows, right? They all know, blah, blah. And his zipper, you'll be Michael me, his zipper was open. And I'm like, we're all, right? Who's going to go over to that guy and tell him, is it right? X, Y, Z, no one's going to go over. And I said, I'll never forget the scene. This was must have been a while ago. I remember thinking to myself, Vahafta l'reacha k'maycha. It's hard. It's hard when someone, I just had this the other day. Someone had something on their beard. I didn't know the guy. It's in the beard in a public place. I went over to him because I have a beard, so I know if I had a piece of chicken in my beard, I'd like somebody to come over to me as opposed to me sitting here right now, and I'm sitting here saying, oh, I'm giving a good schmooze. Meanwhile, there's a piece of chicken in my beard. So if Shimmy would come over to me and say, Yoni, you got a little, I'd say, I love you.
I think if everyone has a good eye, nobody would see the negative. You're worrying about the other guy that's going to... I hold the world to get to a place where no everyone's like, yeah, there's chicken. Who cares? There's a gavarava here.
I agree.
We have to worry about, everyone's worried about the next guy. Why can we all be on that level where you don't get affected that someone has chicken?
Oh, man, if I have chicken in my beard, please tell me. I'm not on that level.
That's
I agree. I'm not on that level. I agree. That's like telling your wife, blah, 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 whatever it is. No, you got to be on the level to handle it.
Let's go. Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Everyone should just see the panemia.
So. Exactly. Right. On yourself, you could say that. On Yanam, you can't say he should see the panemius. That's dangerous. I have to see the panemius. So I went over to him, and I gave him a nice handshake with like a lean-in hug. I was so proud of myself. And I said, XYZ. I could ask him anytime I need money. I could ask him for money.
Let's go, huh?
Now, why am I saying that? What's the pshat? I have no idea what I was saying to segue into that. Oh, that's what I was saying. Elokim is mevakish the nirdaf. You have no idea who's the victim. You have no idea if you're the victim. Everybody needs chizik. You think, the cool guys don't need chizik? The cool guys need more chizik than everybody put together. I'm telling you. The guy who's all that, he needs more chizik than everybody. Of course, people need chizik. So it's not that you have to fight. Of course, you find the guy who's down. Yosef HaTzadik. That's how Yosef HaTzadik had a geula. How did Yosef HaTzadik have a geula? How did Yosef HaTzadik get out of jail? You guys remember? How did he get out of jail? He went over to a guy. It's a pasuk in the Bible. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's not a perush. It's also Torah. And what did he say? He says, you look down. He says, you look down, you look sad. Let me go over to you and cheer you up. And then Yosef ends up being the Mechal Kalaretz. Why? Because when you're looking out for other people, you're looking. That's also Lakim is Mevakesh the end of. Okay, let's go. Let's do a few minutes. I'm almost got to go. I feel bad. One question, two questions I want to hear. I love hearing from the Olam. I want to hear something.
You said like maybe like Hashem loves the victim.
Yeah.
Not to me, like it's like a scary thing to say for me. I feel so hurt all again.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let me just be the victim. And it's like I put myself in exile because I'm the victim. There's nothing can change. So that balance.
So I'm not sure which. Say it again. I'm listening.
The victim mindset can also put me in exile because I'm just the victim. Nothing could change. Hashem helps the victim. That's very, it just.
I'm listening. That what?
I'm trying.
What do you mean the victim mindset? I'm saying there's a victim. There's a truth. If a kid, if a kid is being bullied, he's a victim. It's not a victim mindset.
No, but you're saying that Yisrael is a victim.
What do you mean Yisrael?
You said that Yisrael.
Klal Yisrael, we are. Right. What do you mean?
How do we?
You're saying the negative way, meaning using the victim card.
No. I'm not. I'm not getting into victim mentality.
Right.
I'm saying
that's sad. Like
no. I'm saying so good. So the process. Meaning, there is a victim. If I hit someone and I beat somebody up, so he's the victim.
Right.
That's the truth.
So from that place, how do we then move forward?
That's a different part. I'm saying you're asking Stomp. So how do I get out of being a victim? The first, you don't have to. First, I have to recognize that Hashem is mevakesh the near death. Hashem loves the victim. Maybe the reason I want to get out of being a victim is because I'm not being honest with myself that I'm a victim. Maybe I don't realize that I'm actually a victim. Maybe I'm hurt. Maybe someone hurt me. Maybe I'm being pushed down. Maybe that is. I don't know.
That's why Hashem bypass all these things. Huh? Actually live it, right?
Live it, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna run. One more, yeah.
Can I ask my question?
Huh? Anybody else? Yeah, please. Yeah, I know we gotta go. Anybody else?
I think it's also something like an asset where you can to recognize you're the victim, but yes, can also move forward, get to a further place.
Yeah, that's how you do it. When you live in reality, you only win every time. Living in reality is that's what I was saying. Living in reality is that maybe it's hard for me to be in the moment. Maybe it's hard for me to be here. Maybe I'm always chasing. That's dangerous. Very dangerous to be chasing, to be running after, to be flowing after is very, very important. To be chasing is very, very dangerous. I say even to chase when you're drinking, it's very dangerous.
Just alcohol.
What do you mean?
Just alcohol, no tea.
Yeah, you've never heard that from
me. Mission at hand.
Yeah, so then don't drink if you can't handle it. If you need to hold this with you, right? If you need to be like this, you know those guys. I'm not judging anyone.
Million weapons.
Yeah, million weapons just to get one little shot. Come on. Come on, when you're bar mitzvah, okay, maybe do that. Not when you're 21 years old, 4 years out of Waterbury. Okay, everyone, love you all. Thank you for listening.
Where's the next vibrating?
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry, I don't like going fast.
I thought
it's
at 9.
I don't like going fast because with people, fast is slow and slow is fast. With people and relationships, that's why it's hard with Hashem. With relationships, fast is slow, and slow is fast. You can't be fast in a relationship. With other things, we could be fast, not in a relationship. Okay. Wow.